I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You've all seen,
I mean, you've all played fantasy games, but today you saw violence. Not mechanical zombies, nameless orcs. You saw blood, red hot, steaming. You saw people you know murdered by your own hands or words. And that sinks in as the caravan moves throughout the day. You hear occasionally just clanging, scraping, moaning outside in the mists, but the interior is still as warm as it ever was, and Galatea, Kara, and Pigeon make sure that you're well cared for.
Yeah, I will say that as I'm seeing maybe Xavier like a little shake, or probably quite a bit shaken from what happened.
I think at this point he's okay.
Yeah,
it was a very quick like detour of panic expressed, mm-hmm. and then bottle in hand drink, and he's
just yep. disassociates the rest of it, or
he seems like normal, if maybe a little pushy in terms of not pushy, a little more
standoffish or
no. performative in gotcha. In being positive.
Yeah, yep. And I'll say perhaps that yeah, Kat is like also coming to terms with having killed someone who looked like Xavier, that maybe my emotional intensity will go down a step because it's sort of pulled back a little bit.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Logan's
that feels
drunk.
Appropriate.
Yes, he only got to sleep for like 5-10 minutes.
I will say because of your, not failure earlier, but when you rolled the 3 for the drinking.
Yes.
You do have a bit of a hangover.
I welcome it.
You put away much more alcohol than you ever could in real life.
Oh, he's like, and oh, I understand. This is fantasy dwarf.
Yes,
like,
yeah. Mm, and this is a fraction of the hangover that you'd feel. But you do still feel it. Headache, a the day feels blurry.
Dusty, as we say in Australia.
Dusty, yeah.
Dusty. Feeling a bit dusty today.
And Galatea notices your kind of quietness. Kat, Avendra, you seem like you feel less.
Well, I'm still, I think, I mean, we're on the right path. Everything's feeling like we defeated those guys like crazy. Like Flint just, I've never seen him do that before. That was incredible. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I just feel, yeah, I've calmed down a little. You know, sometimes I think you do have to pull it back a little.
It just feels like the light that was around you was dim. It's interesting. I can see emotions in others much better than I can feel them myself.
What emotions do you see on the others?
Well, that one, motioning to Xavier/Adam,
It seems like there is a disquiet, a need, but also a mask. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. I think it's interesting hearing an outsider's perspective. I feel like an outsider. I haven't seen these people in a long time, but they've changed quite a bit since I knew them. Well, all except for Toby.
Your friends?
She means that in a positive way. I just want to say she means that in a nice way. But.
I love that we keep continuously accidentally dunking on Toby. Know.
Everyone's interesting and different. Not Toby.
Not Toby. No.
Did you all travel together? You're not all siblings like we are.
No, we traveled together in these lands, I suppose you could say. And then we parted ways for many years and now we're back together.
Back together. After the well, do you think you'll leave?
I hope not.
It would be nice for you to stay with us. But who knows? The things that must happen, that must not happen. Sound like my parents.
Very good.
We have an appointment to keep. Yes. Someone is waiting for us at the end.
Someone important?
I think so. She brought us all together originally, and she brought us back together this time.
Are you afraid of her?
What a good question.
It seems like it.
Yes, I am afraid of her. I don't know why she's done this. I don't know what else she could do. And I don't know what she intends.
Do you think she's watching us right now?
Allegra!
Do we all just look up?
Yeah. Sort of glance vaguely, vertically.
Cuts to her looking through the orb.
Yeah.
The caravan slows.
I think we are here where the well is meant to be. We're going to go out and have a look. If you'd like to join us.
Oh, all right.
Of course. All right. Hawk, your time to shine.
I have gold to spare, yes.
Yeah, excellent. The caravan door opens up.
Sweep.
No, great. No, it's such a good sound effect.
Yeah, it's I'm gonna spend half an hour with Ellen just getting like isolated sound effects.
Keep
from
all, because that was like, I got a perfect image of this like
the hissing
epic,
and then the
and then just like a rusty little hinge in
here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so epic but so
so
old.
Good. So good.
The transcript of this will be amazing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Sean. Honestly, just don't even put in sound effects.
That saved you a lot of work.
It's all right. I got it.
And keep all these really long conversations about the sound effects too.
It's the millennial. It's our version of the millennial pause.
Oh, yeah.
We pause to explain the joke
perpetually.
I can't see anything.
The mists circle the caravan.
Starling, can you penetrate the mist? Can you see what's out there?
Scanning. There is a body of water.
The well.
No gold.
Which way?
Forward.
Right out.
I'll do a I'll get my hook and dagger out and I'll do a couple of teleports forward until I reach the edge of the water.
Yeah. You're just like
keep up.
Logan doesn't walk anymore.
Trying to keep up. Yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally you feel a clammy hand as you walk through the mist.
Ooh.
Brush up against you.
I don't like that.
But you forge forward. Hawk's teleportations almost make a dissipation of the mists wherever he lands. The velocity is dispersing, and so every few steps forward, there is a clear path. And you walk forward, 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 and you hit a strange stone wall. It's curved and almost reptilian.
I think
I
found it.
Like scales have been carved into it.
Okay. I'll wait for the others to catch up to me.
Great.
Oh, this body doesn't have a lot of endurance.
Natural sprinter?
Well, I think it's also the alcohol. Very good. But I'm quick. It just takes a lot. I'm here. That's the point.
It's still very, very hard for any of you to see, but you know there is a stone wall in front of you.
And the water is beyond that?
if you were to kind of, place your hand on it and follow it around, you do feel water.
Like I can reach over the wall?
Yes.
So, like, how high is it? Chest high? Head high?
Yeah, chest high.
So chest it's like high. A chest high wall that looks like it's made of snake?
Yeah. I said reptilian, but yeah.
Watch out.
Whatever.
And there is water inside it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the hip.
This is the hip of the skeleton then?
This is the well, I think.
But all right. Heading toward, yeah.
Let's do what we need to do and then go, right? We need to...
You just put the gold in?
Yeah. Like wishing fountain style, I think
so.
Make a wish?
I think so. I'll produce a piece of glowing techno gold from my cape.
I think you're supposed to throw it over your shoulder when you're throwing into a wishing well, right?
That,
like, you turn away from it. You don't throw it in.
Rings a bell, I guess.
I think so.
Well, I only have one chance to get it right, so...
With the gold in your hand...
Yes.
Suddenly...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
For anyone listening at home, I've placed a token out of my little dice tray.
Yes.
Suddenly, something grabs it.
Oi!
Something metallic takes your piece of gold and pulling through the mist, through, more and more of the mist disperse as it follows this, whatever this strange object that has been hurtled through it, back to the center of this large body of water. Surrounded by this snake wall, you do see in the center a plinth with a large robotic figure of a woman with no head, no right hand, a sheep at her feet.
The look we all gave.
We all just gave her.
The sheep was such an odd detail.
Yeah, and it really sitting is. At the bottom of the plinth in the middle of this water is Allegra.
Oh.
Holding
no,
the bloody hook
oh.
that she threw through the air, grabbing your fair gold.
From my hand.
A bloody hook.
Oh, hi, guys. You were looking for this, weren't you, Toby?
For the gold?
For a hook.
Oh, right.
Oh.
What?
So you have been watching.
Oh, that's very clever, Allegra. Good work.
Thank you.
That's very funny. I like that.
You know, it's been great being here. I never got a chance to really make my own mark in the world. Forever DM, right? Now I get to muck around. And I wanted to check in on you guys. You know, now that you're past the tutorial, make sure you're still having fun.
Allegra, this is great. This is so... How did you do this? This is...
I kind of want to second that question. I'm just, yeah, how is the big question, really?
Oh, we're not at the end yet. I can't give you all the answers.
Oh, fuck.
Again, I just wanted to check in and, you know, do the thing that GMs do. She throws the hook, sails down, lands at your feet. The rope attached to it coils in a neat little pile. I wanted to make consequences for you guys. You know, to make things interesting. Isn't that right? Hawk, what a nice conflict-free game. Wouldn't be enough.
It has to mean something.
Absolutely. You have to know that the decisions that you make or decisions that you don't make have an effect on this world. Go on. Why don't you go fishing?
Glance around at the others, see if they have anything to input.
Hey, Allegra, I'd like to stop playing now. Thank you. Is that cool? Can we? There's all six of us here. Can we stop?
Oh, what? Is there something more important?
My fiance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought maybe that would be, just so I can go home and see her.
We haven't seen each other in so long, and I don't think the others are ready to stop playing. Plus, who can resist a good hook?
Just wanted to roll the dice, I guess. See, I can be funny too.
It's good.
Thanks.
I look forward to more of it.
Yeah. Great. Good.
I will say, I feel like, I mean, I am having a lot of fun, but this does feel kind of combative, Allegra. Is every
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just the way you're saying things, it sounds like you like want to punish us or something.
No.
They're a game master. It's their job to challenge us.
Well, sure, but
bingo.
Okay.
Games aren't fun without rules, without limitations. And plus.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You guys always know. It's been you versus me, right? That's the way it used to be. I make the game, you get in, you fuck it up. I make challenges for you. I make things interesting.
I always thought we were telling the story together.
Sure. But, again, you gotta have conflict.
Well, fuck it. Let's just do it then. Let's fucking fuck with the system. And he, like, groggily goes over, picks up the hook. He says, is this what you want, Allegra? Grab the hook.
It's about what you guys want.
Jump into the... He's like looking around like, jump into the thing, stir the shit up, literally, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fuck it then. Over and under, on and out, let's see what this fucking game's about. And he will fucking jump in.
It's not really how you fish, but go for it.
Yeah. Excellent. Perfect. Please roll me your full die.
Oh, no.
Watch me roll a 1 or a 6. As the only ones that don't have facings on them.
Yeah. As Logan, the great DW, disappears under the water.
Sploosh.
So does Allegra in a puff of purple smoke. Mm. As you see the shape of a D20 materialize in the air, very neon lights drawing through the mist. And then she's gone. You hear her voice hanging in the air. Looking forward to seeing what you guys do. As Logan is under the water, the rest of you hear crying. And Logan, what did you roll?
So I rolled a 2, which does have a circular facing on it.
Excellent. The bottom of this body of water, you find 2 bags, 2 sacks. Can't say that. That's not
good.
Found a sack.
2 of them.
Yeah. A great more bag.
You find 2 Hessian sacks and you can grab both of them with ease, swim back up to the surface. Because it's a fluke, is there anything else you're looking to find down there?
Yeah, you can help me with this. I'd love to find something there that is some sort of callback or remnant from their past games. Something that is like, that maybe would be, Allegra necessarily might not expect us to find or would want us to find, but is some sort of tie back to the reasoning that we're here. Or even something that alludes to how this is possible. Even if we don't understand it, some sort of object that is some sort of allusion
to why you're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if that's too much, something.
That's cool. That's cool. You see a bottle.
Just like an empty, unmarked bottle.
Corked bottle. I don't know why Chris is
Chris,
I think maybe Chris thinks I'm cleverer than I am.
No, I know how clever you are. That's very good.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to see the 2 bags and this bottle. Mm. And he's... Because he
and
only
you can
has...
grab all of them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Otherwise, I was going to forego one of the bags and grab the bottle.
No, because you rolled the fluke, it's almost like... You landed.
I was going to say, he literally like grabs a bottle in his mouth.
Yeah, you dove exactly where you needed to find these three objects.
Yeah. Actually, no. Fuck that. He uses the hook to pierce through both bags. So he can grab both of the bags with one hook, and then he gets the bottle and he just kind of flounders back up.
Would you like some help, D-dubs?
He's underwater, so he can't hear you.
Oh, right. Okay. But when you resurface.
Yeah. He like breaks through the surface.
Oh,
like,
you might be able to do it in a very cool way because of your fluke. Yeah. You can almost flipper it if you want to.
Yeah. Actually from...
Why wouldn't you want to?
From underwater, before he even breaks through the surface, one of the bags goes flying out and lands by your feet. And there's a couple of seconds. And the other bag comes out, lands neatly on top. And then he jumps out and lands sitting on top of both bags with a bottle in his hand. And immediately he has a look at it. And is there any liquid in it, or is it completely empty, unmarked, nondescript?
It's full of a... Let me look up the colour of this fluid.
While you're doing that, fluid. I need to erase. I'm going to leave it on 2.
Mm. I love that mechanic. That That's is so cool. Sick, yeah.
So I now
it's
have
such
to...
such a subtle thing. It's like erase. You can just pull off random goofy stuff by trying.
Yeah.
And I have to raise all the circles except for 1. So everything goes off 3, 4, and 5, and I'm leaving the circle on number 2.
So you always have a fluke.
Yeah,
ready to
fluke
go.
Ready to go. And if I ever... Now, why not? When do I get a cross? I need to remember that. That's right. That's for me to look at.
The colour of the liquid inside this bottle. It is a green bottle. So hard to tell necessarily the colour inside, but it looks dark.
Mm.
Almost black with a layer that is separated on top that is dark red.
I bring gifts for everyone.
We can enjoy them later. Let's navigate where the crying
is. Yeah, where
is
the crying
what is
coming
that?
From?
What is that?
Now he hears it.
And it gets louder and louder.
Hello?
As it approaches you. And you see sodden clothes clinging to her. Olga.
What do you do?
I'll rush over, yeah. What's wrong, Olga? What happened?
I lost something.
What did you lose?
She points to one of the sacks.
Looks underneath him.
I lost it.
How did you get here? We're ages away from the tavern,
I've
right?
Just oh been yeah. Walking in the mists.
Uh-huh. Hi, Olga, right? Can I just just give me 1 second. I want to peek into the sacks to see what's in there.
He'll get off the bags as you come towards it.
Mm-hmm. The one that she pointed at?
Yeah, the one she pointed at. I just want to peek into it to get a little
We're all agreed
peeky.
This probably isn't Olga, right?
Oh,
my God.
Holy shit, props.
Prop.
Hey.
Yes, I've brought props to this audio podcast.
Audio experience. <theory. laughs> So everyone react audibly.
Whoa.
We're all stopping for a photo.
It's just ironic that it's a skull and that it's the actor who's picked it up. Who's just come back from the UK.
Yeah, that's very funny. Have a little peek in.
You see
and then I want to go.
Sad, lonely skull with a few bits of hair, the bright orange curly hair clinging to it.
Olga. What did you lose again? What was in the bag? I can't quite
My
make out
head.
What it is. Your... can I peer out to the... Is there still a headless figure in the middle of the lake?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said it was for you.
Who said?
The lady.
For me as in me personally or us?
For the heroes. Who came to the tavern?
Did she have a staff?
Mm-hmm. She said that I was part of your story. And I said I liked stories. And I've always wanted to be in one. And I've spent so long being too scared to leave the tavern. And now I haven't lived at all.
And she just stands silently, weeping. None of her tears touch the ground. Her feet don't touch the ground now, you realise.
So sorry, Olga.
Oh, no.
Logan's going to peek into the other bag.
In the other bag, you see a hand. A right hand. It's not from Olga. It's not skeletonized. It's more mummified. It has red nail polish, a ring, and it looks like it matches the automaton.
In the lake.
In yeah. the lake.
The headless, armless automaton.
Yes.
I think I found the other piece of the puzzle.
Olga, we're sorry, but I think we need this.
That's probably for the best. You're all heroes. Stories are meant for you. They're not for the likes of me.
Olga, we will always tell your story. I'll never forget you. Everyone has a story.
I'd like that. There's worse things than being ghosts in the mists. The worst thing is being forgotten. It's part of your story. You should take it.
Thank you, Olga.
It's okay.
May I?
Please.
I reach out and I take the skull.
You don't need to. Okay, they're literally handing the skull over.
It's important.
He's going to like reach, because he hasn't pulled it out yet, and he's like, oh, you may as well take this as well, and like just chucks you a hand.
I catch it in the air, and then I hold both of them in my hands, and then a swirl of feathers appears around both of my hands, and then the skull of Olga with its orange bits of hair and the mummified hand appear in place on the statue in the center of the lake. I teleport them out there.
As you place it where it's meant to go, this statue being much, much, much larger, this is like a mecca, if you will.
Yeah, cool.
The skull and the arm grow to fit, and fibrous strands of metal wrap around the skull, fleshing it out and becoming the face of Olga. Saint-like, serene, her coils of red hair around her head like a halo, and her arm reaching beneath her to pat the sheep at her foot.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.